You going fishing at my house?
Yeah, your house.
Nice. Can't catch anything?
Yeah, I just, it seems like that's the place with the most
Most fun.
Yeah.
Because it's a small pond. It's got a lot of fish.
Going to the lake next to your house or a few miles from your house, and it's just,
I have not caught anything.
Yeah, that's real fishing. The pond is not real fishing.
What do you mean it's not real fishing?
The pond is not real fishing.
It's real fishing. It's just not stocked, and it's super, super murky all the time. Plus, it was storming yesterday.
I will say the pond is pretty muddy right now.
I was out there for 2.5 hours.
It's very muddy. The pond is very muddy.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be hard for fish to see anything.
You some bright baits. Your spinner should be good because it kind of makes the vibrations and noise in the water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, because it's hot today, I might use the frog and just kind of walk it, you know?
Rib it.
Or these little jigsky-wigsky.
Yeah.
I've been fishing a lot. Went to the lake and never caught anything there. I got like a little nibble.
Yeah.
But wasn't able to do anything. But there was, dude, I went out there. And instantly, right at the bank where I was, there was like a herd of carp. Huge carp.
A school? Don't they call
it was a herd.
Oh.
It was a pack of carp. And they're massive. They're so hard to catch, so you have to have bread.
Never seen the carp.
You have to have bread?
I think I'm going to get a casting net.
They're like the biggest fish. Like, they're in every single body of water here. There's carp, and they're bigger than every other fish in the water.
You want to talk about not fishing it? You want to use a net?
Yeah. The casting net. That's what the disciples used.
Gosh.
That's not cheating. That's the real way it's done. That's when you really need to provide for your family. Not this.
Let me use a pole.
Yeah, but
some lures.
You're going to give your family a bass. They're all going to hate you because it's gross. Delicious.
No, I'm going to get everything. I'm going to get everything that's in the water.
I want to get out there with a kayak and the net and catch a turtle.
Yeah,
and
dude.
Cook it.
For real.
Cook it. Absolutely.
Turtles eat fish eggs, so they're evil, just so you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
You can buy fish eggs at the store and use them like Potsky salmon eggs.
No, I mean they eat the fish eggs so that the fish aren't producing in the ponds anymore.
I know. I'm saying that we should get a hook
them
and put Potsky fish eggs on there.
Sometimes they
and throw them out there on the water.
I think we need to get. I want to fish with a bow and arrow,
dude. Bow fishing.
Yeah,
that would be wild. People do that a lot.
There's turtles out there that just sometimes hover or like are treading on
they
top
hover
of the
over the face of the waters
and just
they hover over the face of the deep.
I just light them up, disturbed. See if I can get it right through their shell.
Yeah, dude.
Delicious.
There's so many turtles around here.
Mm-hmm.
I see probably double digits every single day.
Wow, I don't
really.
No,
I do.
I see a lot, but not that many.
I
you
see
have
at
like
least that
a
many
pond behind you.
I do not. I'm right next to the pond. Once I see a snapping turtle, I will annihilate that thing and not feel bad.
Yeah,
the dang dam broke at the pond next to my work, and so super low right now.
Dang it! Got to go fill that back up.
The dang dam.
I know.
Embraced our Texas selves this week with going to the rodeo.
Yeah, that's true.
Never once when I went to the rodeo in Eugene did I wear any cowboy stuff.
Yeah.
No cowboy hat, no nothing. Probably because they would have looked down upon me there. Also, Longview Rodeo was superior to the Eugene Pro Rodeo.
I don't remember the Eugene one except for like, I
really?
Was
better than the Eugene one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, they were just, oh, man, there was so much happening. It was back-to-back. There was no dead space.
Dude, I did enjoy that. It was just
that's
bam,
true.
Bam, 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 bam.
Dude.
Like, they just started. Like, it was like, they, like, finished the national anthem, and, like, 30 seconds later, they're like, all right.
Let's ride.
Bust the gate open. Yeah. Dude, Buck and Bronco.
Bareback. Going bareback.
Like, dude, the first time seeing someone do it was so
oh,
crazy.
Oh, whiplash.
Just everybody's doing this, and then, like, seemed like they're smacking their head on the horse's butt as it jumps in the air.
Behind.
It's like, oh, has he done this before?
Yeah,
he's looking like he's
here.
Getting beat up right
yeah,
now.
That first dude was good, the blonde guy.
Yeah.
He was from Australia.
They were all wearing just cowboy hats, though, no headgear, until there was bull riding.
Until they were bull riding.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which is crazy. The bull riders didn't even really hit their head like the
horse, Broncos,
horse
bareback,
did.
Were...
That was crazy when the dude's hand got...
Stomped
stuck.
On.
Yeah.
And the guy that got his hand stuck
yeah,
on
the
bull.
Yeah, and then he got stepped on.
Dang it.
Yeah,
he got his hand stuck in there. He's like running around, getting whipped around by this bull. It's just dragging him everywhere.
That'd
and then all
moment.
Of a sudden, boom. That's why it's so dangerous.
Something.
What event?
Oh, I really liked when they would chase down the cows and they wrestle on the ground and tie them up.
Yeah.
That one was fun, dude.
The one where they lassoed them and then went cool up there too. And tied them up? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or the one where they were riding side by side, hopped on there and took them down.
Like when they jumped off the horse and wrestled them by hand.
I think that's the one event that I would want to do.
Bulldogging.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
When you're riding up, you got your partner right there squeezing them.
Give me a quad instead of a horse.
It's impossible.
Really?
Can't keep the throttle going.
Yeah, that's true.
As you jump.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And you steer, and then all of a sudden you're...
It was cool when they would lasso them, though, and hook the lasso to the horse, and the horse knew to just sit there.
Just stay back, keep it tight?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude.
That part was cool, because my horse always does that in Red Dead, but I thought that was like a game thing. I didn't know they were doing that in real life.
They really know what they're doing there.
Red Dead, so popular. It's been spreading to the horses.
They knew what they were doing. One event. What event out of all of those, from bareback to the bulldogging to bull riding, would you do? Which one would
do?
They did a boot scramble where you throw your boots in the back of the...
Yes. So all the kids, they're like, all right, come down if you're like 12 or under.
That was fun.
Except for the kids were supposed to keep one boot on and take one and throw it in the back of the truck. Every kid took off both shoes or both boots and threw it in the back of the truck.
That's pretty funny.
Some of them were so young, I was like, they're never going to find... their pair of boots.
We're going to find them.
I guess the Gladewater Rodeo that's coming up soon is like much bigger than the
Logan
one.
Yeah. No Let's go.
That's like, I was telling people at work, they're like, are you going to the Gladewater one? And they were just saying that the Gladewater one was way bigger. And then Grace was like, I'm excited for the Gladewater one. And I was like, what? And then Isaiah's like, oh, dude, the Gladewater one is crazy. I was like, dang, I think going to Gladewater. What is that, I wonder?
A big rodeo guy now.
I know, it was fun.
That was super fun. It wasn't even that expensive. I mean, it was free for us because somebody gave us free tickets.
$15 a person? That's the same as going to dang McDonald's.
I spent more on food and drink there than the ticket.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, you got to bring some kind of something.
Yeah. Or just eat before.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Don't buy a funnel cake.
But it's fun to have
$10.
A snack with you.
I really wanted funnel cake.
They should make the funnel cakes like this big, like a donut.
Yeah.
I really wanted a funnel cake because I saw, I think Emma had one. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go buy one. Then she was done. She's like, you want the rest? I was like, sure. So I tried it. I was like, I don't want one anymore.
Yeah, dude.
Glad.
It's like a powdered sugar donut.
With oil. Just a donut.
And like, you bite some of it and it's just like, turns to liquid in your mouth.
It's like,
so greasy. I don't like it very much.
So nasty.
Yeah.
Elephant ears. That's a different story. Those are good.
Totally.
They're toasty.
I was getting those mixed up.
People don't know what elephant ears are here.
Really?
You like, if you talk to anyone, like, I've mentioned this so many times. Haley didn't know what it was. Like, none of my coworkers, they're like,
what is this nonsense?
Like, you mentioned elephant ears, and they don't know what it is, and no one sells them down here. It's like elephant ears is a Western thing.
That's our business idea. We start making elephant ears at rodeos.
Yes.
We travel around, rodeo specifically, nowhere else.
I didn't know rodeo clowns were real.
Yeah. That's like
your job.
They
just sit in that barrel while the bulls are running around.
None of the bull riding was really very exciting. Nobody stayed on there at all for 8 seconds.
No.
Everybody was getting thrown off right as they opened the chute. But typically,
for a couple seconds.
For like four, I think, was the most.
Yeah.
And I mean, they got thrown hard.
I think my favorite was the bareback horses.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people made it, some people didn't. A lot of them were really close.
Mm-hmm. I'd want to do the...
You got a re-ride?
Yeah, one kid. And then he had 75 score, and then he got a re-ride. And didn't qualify because he got tossed.
Yep.
Which is a bummer.
He sucked it up. All that adrenaline to then have just a huge crash and then have to spike it again. I feel like.
But that was so sick when they were doing, I don't remember what event it was, when they were maybe trying to rope the steers.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the bulldogging when the guy was like reaching
bulldogging.
On its neck. Twisting it, like
he's
trying
like
to get it down. He's putting all of his weight on that thing.
For a solid 20 seconds.
And then he brings it down and the whole crowd just
goes crazy.
Stomping our feet.
Sitting there as a stalemate.
Yeah, so bulldogging, there's two.
That was electric.
They let a steer that's about 750 pounds out of the chute. It just goes flying. And then the two horses and cowboys can go. One of them is leading the steer, like keeping it in between the horses. And the other one jumps off, grabs the steer by the horns, and then tries to just wrench its head over and its neck and flip it onto its side. The first couple, one guy, like, almost got, did you see it? Looked like it almost caught the horn in the eye because he was, like, holding on, and then all of a sudden went like this, brings his hand up. Another guy couldn't bring it down, got out of his hands. And then, like, four in a row, just they completely missed it. Like the steer stopped.
Yeah.
Another one, the steer just got to the end before. Cause I mean, the end of that, the rodeo pin comes up pretty quick. Yeah. And then finally, this guy goes, he jumps on it. He's got it.
He was up there. We're like, oh, this guy's going to do it.
Yeah. He grabs a hold of those horns. Something. I think he was from Alabama.
I saw him. I was like, yeah, this guy's getting it.
He's got his hat real low right above his eyes.
He's a pretty big dude.
Yeah.
He jumps down there. He gets on it. He's got the horns, and that thing is not moving. He's locked in to the horns, and he's trying. He's using all his weight to like pull it back, try and flip it over. Mm-hmm. Everybody's cheering him on, and it's a 20-second stalemate between him and this steer. And then finally,
he's just
yes,
20
it was.
Seconds is a long.
Probably 10 seconds. One.
No.
Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. 9.
15 seconds.
You want to go double
15.
That, dude?
Yeah, it was at least 15. Dude, he was wrenching on it.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And then he kicks his leg up to sling his way
its
back.
His neck is basically doing like a 270.
Yeah, it was total 180. It's looking up, but like twisted.
It flips over, and it's all of a sudden everybody's
finally
quiet, and you hear
inside.
This thud.
Everyone jumps up.
And everybody's like, woo! Everybody's like, stomp. Dude, people stomping on the bleachers was awesome.
Yeah, that was
nobody
cool,
gets
yeah.
into it. Like
I remember
that.
The first time it happened, I was like, oh yeah. And then the guy was like, stampede. And I was like, oh, there's a word for it. That makes sense. It's so fun.
Oh, dude, it
stomping
was awesome.
The bleachers.
It was incredible.
Electric.
I loved it.
Yeah, we got to get going back to the Gladewater one.
Another thing really I noticed fun. About when we first started was there's never a silence with that many people. With that many people in a crowd until they say it's time for the national anthem, and everybody, even the little kids that are crying,
they know.
They say, and now stand for the singing of your national anthem.
It was funny. They do a prayer before everyone.
The cowboy
yes,
prayer was crazy.
The cowboy prayer was insane.
And then they
we
do.
Say this, we close this prayer in the name of the Father, the Son,
and the
Holy
Ghost,
and the United States of America.
Yahweh, okay. Forgive us for income tax.
That prayer was wild, dude. I was.
It just kept going. I was like,
thank you for freedom of
freedom of speech.
Proud we have freedom of speech in this country.
And not to sound cliche, but let's drain the swamp.
Yeah,
a lot of Joe Biden jokes.
Yeah. Dude, they love Joe Biden jokes. I'm like, America.
Yeah, no, he's like, I was like, I don't know why that's cliche, drain the swamp.
Yeah, I didn't, I was trying to figure out, I was like.
Because they say it a lot.
Because we're in the swamp? I mean, we're not in Louisiana.
I guess we are kind of swamp.
But
yeah,
it was
dude,
funny.
I like it. It was a fun, East Texas is kind of boring sometimes because there's no mountains, but it's like when you're in the culture's kind of fun.
Yeah.
The culture of East Texas makes up for the lack of mountains, I'd
say. No mountains.
Let me pull some up here for you. I found some new AI.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Not a new AI, but a new, you remember the, baseball game where the Chinese people made up names that sounded American?
Oh, yeah.
Bob's
well,
and Bagman.
I have a, kind of something similar to that, but this is an AI-generated yearbook.
Oh, what?
Their faces are pretty funny too, but it has names for all of them. So I'll just go. This is the class of whatever. These are the names: Aiden. There's actually two Aidens: Aiden, Braden, Budis, Bortz, Bunim, Chunis, Ashelogene, George, Hunby, Clarser, Champ, Humers, Hammond, Hobum, Fooley, Furtis, Broop, Hogby, Shimp. And Fubi.
What year is that for?
I don't know, dude.
What is it?
It's just AI-generated yearbook. It's like what AI thinks a yearbook is. And it just kind of gives them names.
Hubi Fubi?
I'm not worried, then. I think we're called Fubi.
Okay. I didn't send this to you, Parker, but I'd just seen a glimpse of it. It was on Real... Look this up on the search. Real News, no BS.
Yeah. I remember you just...
There is this... they talk about AI a lot, and, that's obviously advancing, except for in the yearbook category.
What?
Does
use
not
space,
really make sense.
Space.
No, Parker, not in DMs.
I'm searching. Search. Okay.
It's not BS. It's Real News. No. Bull. Yeah. Go to the robot one. They just posted right there. Yeah.
Oh, nah. Can you undo the mute?
I don't know where my sound is. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me read the... Christian, read the description for us real quick.
Boston Dynamics has unveiled a new version of its humanoid robot, Atlas, in a video posted on their website. This is real?
Yes, bro.
According to the company, the robot is designed for real-world applications. What?
Look at the way it stands up. Applications, no. Dude.
Flip. That is not real world.
Oh, my gosh.
All of its joints work in 360 degrees.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Crazy.
Isn't that freaky?
Then for real-world application, it is fully electric, unlike its predecessor, which was a hydraulic-powered model. Boston Dynamics said, we're excited to show what the world's most dynamic humanoid robot can really do in the lab, in the factory, and in our lives. That sounds like a threat.
Everybody's like, why is it standing up like that?
In the months and years ahead, we're excited to show what the world's most dynamic humanoid can really do.
Dude. We're going to have to launch an EMP.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
That's the only way we're going to defeat them.
Oh,
we're
going to
gonna, like press the launch button. And then
but just the way it stands up, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that part's crazy.
Oh, no. This is. Have you seen the movie Chappie?
No.
So it's basically, it has, what's his face, Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman is one of the.
Whoa, what is that?
One of the characters, but basically, it's these robots that are now policing, and this is one that just he becomes. They give him artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And he starts learning from humans, but it's like a baby. Basically, it's a robot that's full size like this, but it has the mind of a baby, but it's learning super fast because it is adapting over time. But just the fact that that body looks exactly like the robots in that movie.
That's crazy.
How fast they're already...
The 360 joints.
They're making these. Oh, it kind of freaks me out.
But you know what was a really good movie?
You can't sneak up on one of those things. But yeah, what?
Yeah, no, imagine you're sneaking up and then like the face deanimates and then it's on the back.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of it.
Good Rust. Saltwater. Saltwater awesome. Is going to be their awesome downfall.
Saltwater?
The downfall of these robots. It's going to rust their joints. They'll never stop us. They'll never get us. Yeah. They might, but they won't be able to survive forever. But I'm not looking forward to the day that they put artificial intelligence, one of those bad boys.
In what?
One of those robots.
I thought they did.
It's already there.
Oh, that's just a robot. That's fully controlled. Robot.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't have a consciousness.
Oh, fully remote controlled. Yeah, did not put AI in there.
At least they didn't. At least not that they've told us.
Yeah, imagine when AI can dictate actions. Because right now it's just like thoughts
and
words.
Oh, this is bad.
But once it like knows how to formulate a sentence and then knows how to like enact that sentence...
Mm-hmm.
Or like has like a line of logic, you know what I'm saying? Like
as
a chain of logic, and then is like, how can I execute this in the real world? And then that like goes in, like actually it moves. Like it's like I need, you know,
food.
To get like my
revenge.
Like because now you can be like you can type into the search engine or like write me an essay for this, and this, mm-hmm. and I can write you an essay. But if you're like, go get me, you know, a Red Bull. That's not watermelon flavor from the gas station. And then it knows how to just be like, okay. And then it walks over there, dude.
And then they don't have any watermelon. And then
they
kill.
Shoot the place out.
It robs them.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought this was okay.
Man.
Justification. Or all the people that are using AI right now to write essays and stuff. Mm-hmm. When AI becomes.
You can tell, though, because they throw in all sorts of adjectives and like.
Yeah. Self-aware.
Thesaurus is crazy on that thing.
What?
Oh,
they
just,
like they have extensive vocabulary.
Yeah, they were like way more than people actually speak.
I don't know. You could just be like use words that a 12th grader would use, a senior in high school would use. Use the verbiage of a college undergrad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Did you hear about the teacher that will write prompts for her students to write an essay, and in the background she will take?
No, she'll add. Not in the background, but just like add to part of the question, or like in
at the
spot.
End of it.
Yeah, it's in white letters, so it blends in with the background of the paper.
And
yeah.
So
and
when
it's
they
like, and then use the word like, and use the word whatever.
Although that doesn't really work because when you highlight it to copy and paste it into AI,
you'd copy see that. Also, just write it out.
You'd be able to see it because it would highlight and you'd see that.
That's true.
So not that smart.
She
not
thinks
that
she's
smart.
So smart. And she is so not. Do we get some videos?
Yeah, I sent Parker some Instagram stuff today. One of them being, so this is a guy who he looks like he's probably in his mid to late 20s, mm-hmm. but you know, he's really into Coachella. He might be, we're not sure his sexuality,
interesting.
But okay. he's living at home still. And he really wants his parents to choose his outfits for him.
He's homosexual. Yeah. Because he lives at home.
Yeah. So play this real quick.
Of course, I had to have my mom, my dad, pick me out an outfit.
Of course.
His dad did not pick that out.
All right, guys. So I'm going to Coachella again.
Is that it?
That's it.
Wow.
So, wow, his really just...
The way his dad is just, he's preparing to eat that up.
Yeah. Dangerous belt with a cowboy hat. And then his mom wants him to be provocative because you can see right through his shirt.
It's pretty sick. I don't know. I think the cutoff t-shirt is...
More, yeah.
What? The white one?
No, the first one.
Oh.
The tank top?
The cutoffs that like just like the armholes go all the way down.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Think that's
what do we got here? What's this next one? The dang demons.
Oh,
is Coachella
yeah.
really like a big deal anymore?
I have no idea what Coachella is.
Everybody's it's a music festival. People going this year?
Aren't there like 400, 500 artists or something?
I don't know about all that.
Have you seen those?
Is it more?
No, it's less than that, I think.
It's got
all the big ones.
400, 500, dude, that's insane.
How if no, you're doing a I know. Full set, how would they?
It's 24/7.
Like, no, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure.
It's not.
Dude,
they're not going to have Kanye
Look up
West
how many,
go up there at 3
Kanye West would not go to Coachella and perform.
All the big ones are going. If he was invited, he would go. He just hasn't been invited. They got
just, no, not their schedule. Look up how many
no,
artists
schedule.
Are. Oh, my gosh.
Coachella schedule. This is all Lana Del Rey at 12 a.m.
That's crazy.
Oh, it does go all day. 1 p.m. to...
It goes 1 to 12. So they have six... They have seven different... Is that eight? They have eight different stages. See that?
Yeah.
So Lana Del Rey is the last one at 11:30.
She was like the main.
And yeah, Suki Waterhouse. Not a lot of big ones, I feel like.
Jim Smith is there, though.
I don't really recognize a lot of
Upchuck.
Blondish. Okay. I feel like I recognize them. Ken Carson. That's the dude that ran for president. Lil Uzi. So it looks like Go Up. It looks like the main stage is the Coachella stage right there.
Yeah,
that's where they got all the big ones. And then just from left to right, they get less and less popular. I think.
Interesting.
Skin on Skin, I love that band.
Have you seen any of those?
So their sets are like an hour long or 45 minutes long each.
These Christian like get ready with me for church videos.
Oh yeah, and then they're like cussing up a storm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to call your dad real quick? He's calling me.
You want me to call my dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Taylor Swift recently came out with her new album, The Tortured Poet Society. It reminds me of Dead Poet. What is that movie, Dead Poet?
Society?
Yeah. Oh, Tortured Poet Department. Yeah, I think it's like a play on Dead Poet Society, but I digress. Yeah, I was listening to it, and I was thinking, not really that good. But there's some lyrics that we want to read from there.
What's Haley's take on it? She loves
Taylor
Swift.
What do you think of Taylor Swift's new album? Thoughts?
All three. She's listened to three of her songs.
She loves them.
She loves Taylor Swift. She's only listened to the first three songs, she said.
This
she's
one
not
is
pretty
sick,
sure.
Though, the I Love You. I love you.
It's
ruining
my life.
I was pretty excited.
It's called Fortnite?
I was pretty excited for Fortnite because it has Post Malone and it's called Fortnite.
And it's Fortnite.
Literally Fortnite like, featuring
he's
Post
like,
Malone.
I'm sounds dropping like Twin Towers. Wait.
It's like
I'm
ice cream featuring Jesus. But
Tilted Towers.
That's what it is. Tilted Towers, not Twin Towers.
Oh my God.
I'm dropping Twin Towers. Sorry. You guys. What is this you're listening
he
on?
He dropped into Shifty
Shack. There we go.
Yeah, it's all right. That song wasn't very good. I was really excited. Fortnite featuring Post Malone sounded like the greatest song.
You don't
of
even
time.
Hear him.
But he's not even in the song. He like has a background vocals for like three lines and that's it. Gosh.
Wow.
You wouldn't last an hour in the asylum where they raised me.
Wow. That's incredible.
It's just so random. I don't really get it.
It's like she said, ChatGPT, give me 19 random names for songs. And he did, and she's like...
I don't really have as much beef with her song names. I think Fortnite, she was kind of cooking.
No, I haven't listened to it at all.
No, I haven't. I think the song's bad. I think the name is good.
You know those videos where Forrest Frank is like, give me... Oh my gosh. What does this beat make you think of? Give me three words.
Woodworking.
And it sounds like she did that, and just like someone said asylum, someone said lured, and someone said drained. And she just kind of like worked it in. And they have nothing to do with each other.
What does this song make you feel? Asylum.
This makes me feel asylum right now.
Yeah, I don't know. It's too bad.
I'll probably listen to it once.
What is, like, why did... I don't understand, like, the hypnosis.
Because if they can hypnotize you...
It is weird.
They'll keep you in there.
No, I'm saying, like, people with loving her so much.
Oh.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I don't know. Because she's...
We need a real Swiftie to interview.
It's like
Haley.
We need someone who loves her no matter what.
Cameron likes Taylor Swift. It's weird, dude. It's
Cameron doesn't love her anymore. Oh, good.
Not my preference.
He loves
it's like McDonald's.
Ben.
It's like McDonald's music, kind of. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like low barrier of entry. Everyone can listen to it, and it's like you always know what to expect. It's like the same beat with like sad stories or whatever.
Some dang fast food pop music.
Yeah, it's like fast food pop music.
You're in McDonald's, like, you're ordering.
Mm.
Oh, ate that up. It's kind of trash.
She ate
but
that.
But I'll probably go back there again.
Yeah, cheap, easy, quick. That's what Taylor Swift is. I mean, you know.
They're going to attack you. They're going to attack you. You're so dead. See, I would never say anything like that because...
I really think that Gavin could be as good of a songwriter as her.
Really?
You said Gavin?
Yeah, we give you a couple minutes. I bet you could like write a Taylor Swift sounding
song. You guys keep talking.
Okay. You have to have four.
Do you want some topics?
Bars.
We can give you some topics.
That's it.
Okay.
That's the whole song.
Scrub a dub dub in the tub. Scrub a dub 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 in the tub. Something like that.
Okay. I got those.
Okay.
You guys talk rubber about
ducky,
something.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
Rubber ducky,
you're lots
with
of fun.
With a brush, rubber ducky.
So fun.
Okay, you can't keep saying that. So now that stuff is stuck
all
in my head.
Is bath lines.
Should we
now.
Give him words?
No.
Should we give him words?
No, I don't need them.
Cactus.
Sure.
Okay. Cactus.
You have to involve cactus.
Possum.
And gratuity. You don't have to involve any words.
I gotta involve all those words.
No, just think of some bars and
we need some more poems. We need to do some like slam poems or something like
Wait,
that.
There you go.
I want
to
bring.
I'm
back
sure
those
it's
freestyles.
Fun though. I'm sure they have fun and maybe they relate to the lyrics and that's what it is. It's like
that's 100% what it is.
I can relate
like
to what she's saying.
The song "But Daddy, I Love Him."
Yeah.
There's girls out there that are just like, oh my gosh.
That's probably what it is. Maybe I'm just hating because I don't really relate to it.
Because you're not a woman?
Yeah.
Per se. We're talking about relating to Taylor Swift right now and how we can't. Yeah, I don't really know.
Oh. Is that? Never mind. I'll talk later. Nothing.
I heard you almost say Life Bible today.
Yes, I caught myself with the L. Hey, everybody. How's
everybody doing?
They can't respond.
They can't. Hey, guys that are listening.
He's doing some stand-up right now.
What are they saying?
they're trying to say something. Listen.
Can you guys
hold on.
Tell me what the feedback is?
Yeah. You guys leave it. Comment on YouTube what you want to say to Pastor Kenny.
Give us a review. She has noise-canceling AirPods and she's fine.
How many years have you guys been doing this?
2.5 years.
2.5.
Almost 3.
Good job, guys.
August.
Hey, 3-year anniversary.
Dude, the highest
party for you.
Not a lot of people can be doing something for so long and make so little money off of it.
I've never done something for. I've never put more effort and made less money.
I've never put so much effort into something that
and made less money.
The smallest yield on the most effort. You guys did it.
It's probably the lowest ROI investment of ever. But it's fun, you know, and we like doing it, so we're going to keep doing it.
It's very fun.
Yeah, sorry to all the Swifties out there. I just can't relate, I think, is what it is. That's the only issue. I'm sure there's something that I relate to that, like rap
when,
music.
When Juice WRLD said, I still see your shadows in my room.
Yeah, something like that. And it's like, man, I do still see her shadows in my room.
Yeah.
And
because you took pictures of her shadows and put them up in your room.
Gavin, how's your song coming?
Good.
He's cooking over
almost
there.
Almost done.
See it. The paper
like
is
that,
catching on fire.
Yeah,
right
now. Like fire coming from the pen.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. No. Quick apology for the people who love looking at our faces on YouTube.
We have to make a beat. We have to make a beat for it, too.
We should just play a royalty-free.
No, I'll just sing.
Beatbox?
It's got to be something good, because I got some bars, but...
I'll think of something good. I just got to think of Taylor Swift songs. And it's... Mm-hmm. Bah, 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 bah. Oh, that's
that's there.
Something like that. Taylor Swift has like 8 songs with that same. How many lines are you doing? Are you,
quite a few.
A whole song. You got a verse, chorus,
what's it
bridge.
About? Is it about cactuses?
Got an instrumental.
Yes. I used all the words except for gratuity. That one's kind
of
tough.
So you used 2 of the words.
Yeah.
I used 2/3 of the words. Oh, throw that in there. That's kind of a bar.
2/3 of the words. Is this a rap? Like, how are you delivering this?
No, I'm seeing this.
Like Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Yeah, jeez. We should do a royalty free.
Watch the video that I sent you real quick for to kill some time.
Put it up.
Someone with the darkness in the air.
Darkness in the air. This one?
Wow.
Whoa. All right.
This was captured in Sydney, Australia. What do you think it is? An unusual sight in the sky above Sydney over the weekend has baffled the masses, with many questioning what on earth could it be. The video shows what looks like to be a dark mass floating midair above the water, separate from the other clouds above it. The Sydney man who filmed the sight suggested it looks like liquid metal and believed it wasn't a cloud. Yeah, I agree actually with that. The video garnered thousands of comments from people equally intrigued, with many sharing their thoughts. Some said the unusual mass resembled a UFO, while others said it was likely just air pollution. Many drew comparisons to be a Dementor from the Harry Potter series, which is a dark soul-like figure that would glide through the air. Most concluded the mass was in fact a scud cloud, type of cloud that appears at low height above ground.
That's 100%.
It's usually
detected
in of an irregular form.
So what we did figure out from this video was that is Dementors.
I've never seen the Dementor before.
All evil everywhere. Things are from Australia, as this video was taken in Australia.
Yeah, dude.
And they're like, oh, this is normal. It happens all the time.
Right
there. It's a scud cloud. No, it's literally,
A Dementor. And they're flying everywhere. Everyone, come to Australia. We have spiders and Dementors.
Scud cloud, Dementors.
We have Dementors, alligators probably.
Some of the comments are pretty funny because people are like, there was one guy who did
Australian
a really...
Australian here. These are...
Yes.
Iodirectus ventus, or wind widows, as we call them. They're related to the redback spider and black widow, but they travel in enormous swarms in gossamer thin parachutes of silk that they spin. No way that is a fleet of parachuting spiders. There is no way that that's the case.
Dude,
as long as there's a breeze here in
Australia,
you're safe. They'll float right overhead. However, the wind stops. They do tend to drop en masse.
Don't say this
way
word.
As any Aussie child knows, the saying... Wind in the sky, spiders fly high. When the wind stops, get inside. It's because there's spiders falling from the ground.
Yeah. So
Australia is the most cursed.
I thought that could be.
Oh, Olivia White says it means the Dark Lord has returned.
Oh, thank God.
Oh,
that's original.
Hi, government specialist here. This is normal. Let's not talk about it again.
Let's not talk about it again. That's funny. Yeah, so I just thought that was interesting. Never seen a scud cloud, and as usual... all the evils of the planet come from Australia first. So if we start seeing these in
like
the U.S.
Leroy.
So he came from Australia.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's cool, though.
He is a cool guy.
He's cool, you guys. Funny. I promise.
Funny, edgy.
All right. Here's 2/3 of the...
We need some royalty-free.
This is 2/3 of the words.
Taylor Swift type beat.
Oh, my gosh.
Just look up YouTube, Taylor Swift type beat.
Yeah, because otherwise we're going to get...
We
have gotten throttled before.
No way.
For like some Olivia Rodrigo.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Any kind of freestyle beat you put up won't get flagged.
No. This song is called Two Thirds of the Words. Wow. Because my feelings are so deep, I just couldn't get it all out.
Wow. That's
so good.
Oh, what the flip?
This is
a terrible
Taylor Swift type beat.
This is 100% Taylor Swift type beat.
It's too much pop.
This is actually pretty good. Kind of locked in here.
You're the one who always cared for me. I could always trust you. After you hit the possum, I thought we were through. The love for the creature was greater than me. I'm abandoned now in the desert. Hi. I forgot this part.
In the desert, high and dry, no tears left.
No tears left in my eyes, a cactus in my thigh. Wow. That's it. I really don't know where I went with the high and dry part because it did not flow into the next line.
What do you want to like?
Yeah.
Oh, we can go back to the chorus. Where's your chorus slash hook?
Cactus.
Okay.
There's a cactus in my thigh.
We're going to start right there, okay?
What, you want me to start with the cactus in my thigh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Start your chorus, dude.
That's the end, bro.
Okay. Well, that's the chorus. We need to do the chorus and then go back into a verse.
Okay well, we're going to get the intro going. The intro lasts for 8 seconds. You got eight seconds.
Yeah, 8 seconds. Please lock in, please. We need viewers. Metro!
Maybach music. I felt abandoned in the desert by you. High and dry. Now I got the flu. No tears left in my eyes. A cactus in my thigh. That you always cared for me. I could always trust you. Not after the possum. Thought we were through. The love for the creature grew. Was greater than me. I'm no longer yours. High and dry. Blood on my leg from the cactus.
Instrumental. Verse 2. Freestyle.
Don't have one. I can only freestyle so much, but not on a Taylor Swift type beat.
Dang it. That's pretty good.
That was fun. So what did you mean with all those things?
It was only two thirds of the words, so I couldn't get everything out.
And that's pretty good.
That's pretty solid.
Oh, man, that's fun. Mm-hmm. We should write a parody song to that beat.
Yeah.
It'd be so fun.
We can do it.
Yeah.
Will we?
Will we? No.
I don't know.
Will we?
Probably not. Unless you guys start paying us.
It's a fun concept, though.
Yes.
Good concept.
Love a good concept.
Yeah. You guys growing up, or even now, no shame if you do.
Interesting.
You guys drool ever when you're sleeping?
Absolutely.
Yeah, probably.
Say
absolutely not. You don't?
I don't do that.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
I just woke up from a nap yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Naps, if anything, is
mouth open, drooling. I mean, not just but I could feel you wake up and you kind of touch your mouth. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Am I really drooling right now, or am I just imagining that?
They say your mouth's not supposed to be open when you're sleeping. It causes a lot of issues.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That's why they say mouth breather.
That's why I need hostage tape.
Hostage tape. Guys, seriously, you need it.
That's so scary.
Hostage tape?
That freaks me out.
I don't feel like it's that scary.
Tape your mouth shut. See
what
happens.
But then you get a strip on your nose, and it opens up your nasal passage.
Yeah, you put, cover over your nose and your mouth.
No.
See what happens.
Put smelling salts on the hostage tape.
Oh,
keep you wide awake.
Gosh.
Oh my gosh. If you're ever driving home really late and you really need to stay awake.
Smelling salts?
Hostage tape with a little tray.
Why do you need hostage
just some,
tape?
Tape some sort of tray to your upper lip. Put some smelling salt in there.
Oh my gosh.
Or you could eat sunflower seeds. That works too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I'd rather do that.
Just smelling salt.
Sunflower seeds.
I want to try smelling salt.
Never.
Yeah, dude, me too. For
never had some.
It can't be that bad.
Let's get some. You want to order some?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to.
I don't order. Have to order. I'm sure you could buy it from somewhere.
Yeah, wherever you got that GNC. That Red Bull.
Probably have my dicks.
Probably.
Then for like lifting, what else are they used for?
Getting hyped.
Getting hyped.
Sports.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Wasn't there one more video on there?
Yeah, there's one more video.
Was it a good one?
So, you know, the Masters was last weekend. Oh, yeah. You guys probably don't know that, listeners.
But we should do a freestyle.
You guys probably don't know anything.
But look at this. Absolutely. Just Drake type. This guy was so... Yeah, well, let's just watch a video and I'll explain after.
...lead to the creation of the most popular golf ball in the world. In 1932, Phil Young missed what he thought was a good putt while playing against a friend. So sure of his golfing skills, he decided to visit the X-ray lab his friend worked in and X-ray the ball. When the X-ray was finished, they found the ball had a horribly off-centered core. Mm. Fueled by this discovery, Phil decided to create the best golf ball company in the world. He recruited Fred Bommer, a fellow MIT graduate and rubber specialist, and together they set out to develop a new process for making golf balls, ones that would be uniform and consistent in quality. They also implemented a process check that is still in practice today. Every Titleist Pro V1 is X-rayed. Thanks to their technology and brand appeal, Titleist quickly became the most professionally played brand in golf. It first solidified its position as the number one ball in golf by winning the ball count at the 1949 US Open. Do you think there are any competitors getting close to their quality? Follow us and join our VIP club to learn more.
Wow. So this guy was so sure that he was just an incredible golfer, he missed his putt and blamed it on the golf ball.
That's crazy.
It's like that video of Steph Curry when he's like dribbling the ball and he messes up and he's like, wait a second. It's like
the court.
Floor. He feels the court, floor's messed up. It was a dead floor. Yep. Ball bounced weird.
This guy's a Steph Curry of golf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1932.
They got just a chokehold on the ball industry.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Big balls. They have big balls and a chokehold.
Yeah.
Big golf ball.
Big golf ball and a joke hold. Yeah. They got him by the golf balls.
By the neck.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good. There's TaylorMade has some good ones, TP5. That's what I hit my hole in one.
Yeah, sure.
With,
I bet they are. Bet they're not X-rayed though.
They are. Everyone is. Everyone has like their version of everything. That's something I've learned in life.
In the industry.
Every industry. It's like cars, golf equipment. That's the only ones that I know of. But it's like whenever you find something.
Tools.
It's like every single other. What?
Tools.
Tools. Every single other company has their version of it. That's the same, but slight differences. Sometimes literally exactly the same. But like their own version of it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, in the process for making this golf ball, We sand it and then we polish it. We actually polish sand, then polish it again. Yep. In this
call
industry,
it capitalism.
So,
it's fun.
It's the same thing.
Competition drives ingenuity.
Wow. And drives the prices.
Okay. Down. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go off. You.
That guy.
That's just some guy.
Oh. Yep.
No idea.
I thought Big Balls was coming after us. Guys, seriously.
We're just joking. We're talking about golf balls.
We figured out their secrets.
Yeah.
We exposed Big Balls.
In this episode, we exposed.
Sound like a horse right there.
Guys, seriously.
It's the rodeo, man. Crazy.
Time is up, Big Balls.
We got you right where we want them.
We got balls in your court.
Yep.
Forget it. Masters. I watched the Masters. It was good. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. I want to go fishing. I'm going to go fishing.
I want to go golfing too.
Right after this, I need to go golfing. I haven't been since I hit that hole in one. I'm probably never going to go again.
I think I figured out my swing. I watched a YouTube video.
Are you serious?
No.
Wow.
Okay, I saw one video on Instagram and it was singing a song. So it's when they're like doing it in a song, it's got to be like a good advice.
Yeah.
But something about not dipping your back shoulder.
I think I do that.
It's
actually like the number one thing to not do.
I can just picture the feeling like I dip my back shoulder, I hit the ground and it like
sends shockwaves through my body. Paralyzing. But paralyzing his body.
That Divine Nine is probably back. They have to be, right?
It is. It's
we
been,
should go after volleyball.
Nighttime. Right? Oh, probably. They were like, it's open, but just we have lights. We're just not going to use them.
Not yet, but now they are. We should go after volleyball. Now they got good greens.
That would be so fun.
It's like $9. $12. Did you know you could take emojis and stack them on other emojis?
What?
You can stack emojis.
How would I? Why would I do that? And why? How?
I don't know. You want to make a flying monkey? You can. You know, a flying monkey with the hand going like this.
Flying hand monkey.
Yeah.
Dang, that sounds crazy.
You can do anything. You can put a snowboarder on a mountain. You can put a weightlifter on a mountain or on a monkey's back.
Put a monkey on a mountain.
You can do anything.
That's pretty cool.
But I just thought it was funny because now I have so many pictures of Parker to send instead of emojis. Just Parker's face.
It's the it's when you want to be attentive.
When you want to be submissive.
No.
Gavin. Yeah, Parker's Gavin. A submissive.
I've Gavin. Never been it's submitted once in my life.
I also, so Hayden had her this fancy banquet for her school. She's graduating. And they have 14 seniors, but they roasted each other.
Oh,
okay. So they wrote these roasts.
That's went to a Christian school. I didn't know that you were allowed to
roast people.
Yeah,
we do it all the time.
Yeah,
we're Christians.
Or at least
when it's in school, it's different.
That's true.
But
double negative.
They wrote them. They worked really hard on them, and then the day before they were due, the principal, or like the evening they were due, the principal reached out to them and said, 12 of the 14." They're too harsh of Dang. Roasts, so you have to rewrite them.
No.
And so
Gosh.
They ended up like rewriting some of them because it was just the seniors roasting the seniors, so they're all just roasting their friends.
Oh, jeez.
And they're like, you can't go after anybody's physical features, things, things like that. And so literally only two of the 14 were fine. And so they had to rewrite them. They were still really good and pretty funny. And then at the very end, it was two juniors that were presenting the roasts rather than any of the seniors. And they were dressed like Dumb and Dumber in their orange suit and blue suit.
Oh, that's funny.
And then at the very end, they like roasted the principal and was like something about thanks for making us rewrite them. Or who would make you whatever rewrite all the roasts the night before the banquet? And then they roasted the teacher.
Got him.
So that was
the best
fun.
Thing. Yeah, the best thing to roast is something that somebody can change because then if they're like, hey, you can't make fun of me for that, and like, why not make yourself not that way?
I won't. Roasted.
Yeah.
Like people with like disabilities and stuff. Go to the doctor.
Also, we had to, everybody was wearing super nice suits, so I got to borrow a suit.
Wow.
And now I really want a nice suit.
I've been thinking the same thing.
Dude, holy smoke. Except for I'm not getting like no Nordstrom rack, put it all together. No. I'm getting like a professionally tailored.
I'm not
suit.
Going to the rack. I'm going to the source.
I'm going to go to a professional.
I know. And get one tailored.
Custom to your body. What if your body changes?
Sean said he's. I told Sean I wanted to get a suit recently. He's like, oh, I got a guy here in Longview. He does all my stuff.
Got a suit guy.
And Josh was like, do not go. It's going to cost you like $8,000. Oh, he's like, hey, if you want it done right, go. I don't want it done that right, dude.
These are like $3,000, something.
Yeah, I don't think it would be $8,000. He's like, no, it would not be that much.
But I mean, Sean's a bigger guy, so it probably costs
more
for him.
Yeah, we call him Big Sean. And he's big
I guess
suits.
The fabric.
I don't need as much fabric, and neither does Gavin. I think that would be fine. It can't be that much. And I'm sure he just buys the more expensive ones. Yeah. He can probably get less expensive ones.
Yeah. Sure. I just want a nice suit. Like, I want one suit right now.
Yeah.
For the next couple years, and then I'll get another one later.
Why don't you buy your wedding one then?
Because it was just black. It was a black.
Oh, you don't want a black.
You don't want a black?
I want blue. The one I wore
navy last night.
Cobalt.
Cobalt?
Cobalt.
Whoa, dude, that's like a bright blue, isn't it?
No, it was cobalt blue. I don't know. You could literally make anything. I could say
that's like deep blue. That's like the blue that's on that.
No.
No.
It's darker. I'll show you a picture.
It's like I think of my cobalt octane that I have in Rocket
me
League.
Too.
You can literally call anything.
Cobalt
anything.
Suit.
You could call it like leather blue.
Oh,
that
wow.
Color?
It's not that color. It's
that
darker.
Is deep blue. That's like navy.
It's like that guy.
Yeah, that's not
there.
Cobalt,
yeah, yeah. Something like that. Because you ever had like a bunch of texture, like different textures in the color? That is actually kind of
that
terrible.
One?
No.
This one.
Yeah.
There, you said that.
No, right.
Like the jolly, sassy white guy.
Yeah, kind of like that. Like kind of like that.
Kind of jolly.
Except for I had no tie. I had also had a lighter blue shirt on underneath. Dude, it was awesome. It felt awesome. So cool.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
So I think I would go either navy blue or black.
Brown.
Brown?
Like Napoleon Dynamite.
A lady's suit.
A lady's suit. Parker's going to get a lady's suit.
I feel like Hillary Clinton up there. So confident.
You're walking with this new way about you.
There's something different.
What is it?
There's more attitude.
That's because you'd be in jail. I love that part.
Because you'd be in jail. And she's just like,
come on, Donald.
Come on, Donald.
All right.
What happened? Whatever happened to her? Where is she?
I think she might be in prison, but nobody knows it.
Imprisoned.
Damn.
She's been in prison on Epstein.
Because you've been in jail. Because you've been in jail.
Espionage.
I don't know. I don't know what's happened to her. Isn't she married to Joe Biden or something?
Yep. Is she married to Joe Biden?
Yes.
Sometimes I'll be going through my day and I think of Kamala Harris and I'm just like,
this day sucks now.
This day is ruined.
We did it, Joe.
You're the president of the United
You're
States.
You're going to be the next president of the United States.
We did it, Joe. We did it.
Bro, I don't think there's a shot that Joe Biden wins again.
I think there's a shot that we go to war before election.
Oh, there's that new Civil War movie is out.
Fear-monger.
Yeah, dude.
We must watch soon.
Yeah, we gotta watch
it. Let's go watch it. I want to watch a movie in theater. I've been wanting to watch a movie in the theater so bad, dude.
You should have went and watched Dune 2 with us in IMAX. It's the best movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, you didn't tell me until the last minute, so.
No.
We didn't go till the last minute.
We didn't even tell you at all.
I don't even remember.
No, yes, I did, dude. I told you.
Yeah, I don't even remember when. I had something going on already.
We went with Stryker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because you guys went all the way to Tyler.
Yeah, because we watched it in IMAX.
Yeah, I
Whoa!
What was I gonna say? It was good. It's good.
So we've established that Gavin crap.
Just about.
I don't think anybody Joe Biden wins.
No,
everyone hates America.
There's no way, dude. People, did you see they were burning the American flag?
Like, dang it! Who was the,
say
who was
pro Palestine? They're burning the American flag today and say saying death to America.
What even
Americans?
Is Palestine. I've never seen it on a map.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Me neither. Prove it.
When's the EMP going to hit and just wipe out everything?
Hopefully never.
Hopefully a
couple
never.
More days. Probably a few days.
I just don't know.
Dang it. Then there's no more podcast.
Whoa.
Seriously, guys.
You guys will get it out. Radio waves. We'll like, you guys get your radios right now and we'll send it out on channel 97.7. 97.7. Nobody uses that one.
Say to the birds.
I don't know if the...
Maybe AM radio. Let's do 1102.
Let's get some XM up in here.
You have to pay for that.
Oh, dang it. Can't do that.
All right.
Gone fishing.
Gone fishing.
There was something else, but it doesn't matter. I'll remember it next week.
Doesn't even matter.
Doesn't even care. Yeah. See you guys.
Bye.